The pasuk gets off Yani Secho that Hashem made us like poor. Amar Mazutra, Hafil Oni Yamasanas Minatzdoka. Even a poor person that gets his panasa from going around and collecting staka is also yaset staka. He should also go and give staka. And loyancha what oid that he won't be poor anymore. What does that mean? Tana Reb Yosef shuv ein maron loy simoni anis. If he goes and gives staka, then he won't be a noni anymore. He won't have at least, well, that means claw. He won't have simoni anis. According to him, that's the skula. The more staka you give, the more you receive back. Right. We have Yudu Lama Miraculum Izuch. And in the Mishnah it says, if Yudu says that what's the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? Rekim is on the east side, and Rekim itself is considered like Chutz Laretz, a get that's written in Rekim. If you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, or wherever you bring it, you have to say the Fona Nichtav. So Lameimra, you want to tell me, the Akal Utsvang of Eretz Yisrael Kayama.
Like if you look in the Mishnah says that on the north side of Eretz Yisrael, Akku, that's the last city, and Akku is also, it's a machlokes of Akku is considered Eretz Yisrael, like a Chutz Laretz. So, you want to tell me that Akku is on the north side of Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi says it means the end, the last city on the north side of Eretz Yisrael. For the Gemara, Rimini, remember the Akku that's going to Eretz Yisrael, Kaimu, or Rimini, have a kasher on this. There's a loch at the Sefer that says, Hoyamahalach miyakku lekeziv. If somebody's walking from the city Akku to the city of Keziv, if you have a Rashi in front of you, you see the picture here. So it says here that Miyaminoi, if somebody looks to his right side, which is Lemizrach Haderech, which is the east side, so this is going to be the Kasha. Here it's Mashma that Akko is on Mizrach, it's on the east side of Eretz Yisrael. But it says here, if somebody looks on his right side, the east side is Temeya Mishum Eretzamim. It has a locha like Chutz Laretz, like outside Eretz Yisrael, that mid the Rabbanim there's a Tumas Eretzamim. The Rabbanim gave it a din like Tumas Hameis, that it's Tamei. Upturim in a Meiser, if any fruits, anything that grows there, it's also Potim in a Meiser, because it's considered like Chutz Laretz. And Umin HaShvius, it has no halach of Shvius, for the same reason. Until you know clearly that it's part of Eretz Yisrael. The Rashi says, Kleimar, Liyerlom Cheskas Yemin HaDerech Meyakov Yad Keziv, the right side of this road, when you travel from Akko to Keziv, has a loch like Eretz Amin. Elim came Tovulam Akam Shiyoim Lecho Boki Kan, that HaDerech Mesakam, there's someone who come and tell you that knows the roads very well, that the road goes a little krum, a little crooked here, and this part is from Eretz Yisrael. But that's what it says here. If you're walking again from Akko to Keziv, on the right side is considered like Chutz Laretz. But what about Mismerloi, on the left side of the road? Lemar of Haderech, to the west side of the road? That's Tehera Mishum Eretz Amin. That already has a loch like Eretz Yisrael, and it's Torah, it does not have this tumas of Eretz Amin. And the same thing, B'chayev is B'maisa, you mechayev to give Maisa from the fruits that grow there. U'b'shvius, and it has a loch of Shvius. Achievod elucho ashi p'tura. Until you know for sure that it's Potter, until you know for sure that Mokim is Potter. In other words, until somebody can tell Yeshua that even on the left side is also considered like Chutz Laretz, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, Ad Heichen Ad Keziv, until how far down is called Ad Keziv? So Rabbi Yishmer, Rabbi Yaisi Yemi, Mishamavi, the name of his father, Ad Levalvoi. That's Rashi, that Shei Mokim. But I call upon him, Alma, we see from here that Akko's Meshuch Letzad Dorim, it's a little bit towards the Dorim side, a little bit like towards the Mizrach. So the kids said, how could we say in the Mishnah that Akko is on its southern side? Here it's Mashmas, not on its southern side. So Gemara answers, I'm Rabbi, your Rabbi answers, I'll tell you that Ritzua Nafkitzoni, a small strip of land that comes out. So Rav Rashi says, L'yelom Akko b'tzofen. Really, Akko is on the north side of Eretz Yisrael. So on the northern side. Just as a little Ritzua, a little stretch of land that comes out, Ad Akko b'tzatzofen. So Gemara asks the Kasha, V'yoyiv tona sim nahochi? Does a Tana give a simon like this on a small strip of land that comes out? Do we give a simon for this? So Gemara says, in yes, it's true. And Kruanami Yoiv Simna, and even bringing a raya from a post that also gives such a simon, it gives a simon of a small strip of land. Tehsiv, the post says, Vayomru hine chag Hashem b'shilom yamim yamima. There's going to be a chag in Shiloh from year to year. Hashem mitzvayna lebeiskel, which is on the north side of Beiskel. Mizroch Hashem is the east side of the Shemesh. Lemitzila from the road, ha'olu that goes up mi beis kel shchema, or mi neged levoina. It's on the south side of levoina, and the Omer Rapapa says lemizrocha shel mitzila. It means the east side of the road, a small road. So you see also the Kroah the pasuk also says a small road like for a simin. Yeah. Gemara says like this now. Toni Chodo, so therefore is no kasha, the Akra really is on it. Sofen said of Eretz Yisrael, here that's mashma differently, like Rashi has the picture here, that a small strip of land is coming out. Toni Chod, we learned in one brisa like this, that Hamevi get v'svina, if somebody brings a get written on a ship, on a svina, is Kamevi v'Eretz Yisrael, is considered like it was brought in Eretz Yisrael, that you do not have to say, before a nechta. And Rashi says now, Hamevi get means shenichtav b'svina was written on the ship. We're talking about even though the boat now is in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, still it's a question if the get was written on the boat itself. So the first brisa says it's like Eretz Yisrael. But for Tani Yidduch, we're on the second brisa, that Kamevi b'chutz la'aretz. No, it has the loch as if the get was written in chutz la'aretz. Now the law is you do not have to say, you do have to say before a nechtav. So it's a kasha, it's a stira. As one place says, the Nohor, the river, has a law like Yaboshla, the dry land of Eretz Yisrael. And the second place it says it does not have the law like the dry land of Eretz Yisrael. So my answer is, Omer Reb Yirmiyahu Lakasha is no stira. Ho Reb Yehuda, ho Rabbonin, ha'peyat samachleikas Reb Yehuda, and the Rabbonin, the Tanan, we learned like this. Offer chutz loretz. If you have offer of chutz loretz, habo v'svina loretz that comes in the ship, and the ship now is coming into Eretz Yisrael, and you plant something now on the ship itself, like Rashi says, v'zora v'svina v'tzomcha, and it's growing in the ship. V'yasvina shacheres. See, Rashi learns the ship itself is made out of a very earthly. V'ein atzrich l'nokiv. You don't have to have a nekiv. You don't have to have a hole in it. Himoysim nachas bekake. If it was mamish on the ground, it would be considered what's growing now is getting its yanika from the ground itself. So the kids say, here you have American soil on a ship, on Queen Mary, let's say, and it's going into Eretz Yisrael. So what's the loch of what's growing now? Was considered like in growing in Eretz Yisrael or not? So it's a machloikis. The Tanakhama says, chayeh b'maiso v'shriyas. Yes, what grows now, since the ship now is in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayeh b'maiso and it has a loch of shriyas. Like Rashi says, Shanahor Shab Eretz Yisrael Arayim Keretz Yisrael, because the rivers of Eretz Yisrael has the loch like Eretz Yisrael itself. Therefore, since now the ship is on the rivers, and we're saying now it gets its yanika through the ground, it's considered like it's growing in Eretz Yisrael. On this, the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yehuda says back, no. Ey Mosai, when do I say that it's Chayiv and Meister, what grows now off the ship that's in Eretz Yisrael? Bizman Shah Svina Gosheshes. Only if the ship itself is like touching the ground, hitting bottom. Rashi says, Megasheshes Bekake Sheinamay Mamukin. The water is not deep, and therefore the ship itself hits bottom. Avaleina Svina Gosheshes, but let's say the ship itself is not touching the ground, it's only on top of the water, then the locher is potter, still considered it's potter. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you see that the Nahoris, the water of Eretz Yisrael, does not have the locher like Eretz Yisrael itself. Therefore, a get that's written on the rivers, in the ship, it has a loch like chutz loretz that you would have to say before the nechtam. Even though luchur the zichem mitzvah lekayama and the zichem bikin lishma, this is part of the loy plug. Whatever has a loch like chutz loretz, you have to say before the nechtam. So luchur the machlekes and the brice is totally in the view than the rabbanon. This thing more wants to say Abayi Ram Abayi says no, it could be hov hor Rabbi Yehuda. Could be both prices go according to Rabbi Yehuda shita. That just being on the river itself is not considered like in Eretz Yisrael. Why does the first bride to say it's like Eretz Yisrael? For the kasha, kan bizman she ein hasvina gosheshes, kan bizman she hasvina gosheshes. One bride is talking about when the ship is touching the ground. That's the first bride. Therefore, it's considered like Eretz Yisrael, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the second bride is talking about where it's not hitting bottom, where the water is deep. Therefore, the ship is not touching the ground. It's on the water. It's not considered like an Eretz Yisrael, it's like chutz loretz, therefore you do have to say before the nechtav. Now the Gemara goes on, Amar Rav Zeira, Ot tznokov, if you have a pot, a plant pot, that has nokov, has a hole in it, that's on the bottom, where the roots come through, we'll get its nourishment, hamun nechagabi yisaydis. It's in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not on the ground itself, it's like hanging in the air, it's on yisaydis, it's on pegs. Is bonu l'machloikas Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Now fruit, something grow, vegetables grow in it. It's in tolu l'machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Do you have to give off ma'aser or not? It's according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's not touching the ground, you would not have to give off ma'aser. And according to the Rabbanan, yes. And this the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says back, no, dil malohi, maybe it's not that way. I tell you, Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda Hosam el Bisrina. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that in the water, it's not called like an Eretz Yisrael on the ground, that's only in the ship maybe? Ho asu yilav royach, that a ship is able to travel, to go far, to move. So therefore it's not considered like it's part of the ground. Avol otsa sashayna otsa lav royach loy. But maybe this flower plot, since it's stationary, it's staying still, maybe it is considered like it's getting its unique, it's getting its growth from the ground, and maybe it would have a locha like an Eretz Yisrael. Inami, or else I could tell you, Ad kamo kamo rabbonon hosem ele besvinod loy mifseke avira. The rabbonon that said a ship is considered like an Eretz Yisrael, maybe they said because when the ship is on the water, so the water and the ground, there's no separation. So therefore, it's considered like it's on the ground itself. The water is considered like part of the ground, maybe. It's not called the hefsek. There's nothing in between. Like the Mora says, lemischavira v'aydemaya kiyaya semichtadamya. Because the water is considered like part of the ground. Avalotzutz. But this flower pot now that's hanging in the air, the mifsiko avira, this air in between, loy, maybe that's not considered like in Eretz Yisrael itself. So it's not totally zeh bozeh, this and that. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this list Gemara again next day. You're holding the bottom Gemara again of Zainim Abayz. The last Gemara was at Omer Rab Zeru, the four lines from the bottom. That Otsutz Nokuf, they have a flower pot that has a hole in it. Ha'munech Agabi Yisaydis, that's on top of the pegs. In other words, it's like hanging in the air. It's not touching the ground, it's hanging in the air and it's growing in Eretz Yisrael. So Shalom is what grows, the vegetables that grows in it, is it has din of giving off Meiser or not. Gemara Reb Zeri wanted to say, "Bonu l'machlekes Reb Yudin Rabbanan." This is talking l'machlekes Reb Yudin the Rabbanan that we just had by a ship. So according to Reb Yehuda, a ship is considered like Eretz Yisrael only when it's touching the ground. Here, that this flower pot is not touching the ground, it would not be considered like Eretz Yisrael. It would be part of Trumas and Maisus. And according to the Rabbanan, it would be chayiv, just like the Rabbanan said by a ship, as long as it's over Eretz Yisrael. It's considered like Eretz Yisrael. Here also, the flower pot, especially here that it has a hole in it, so it gets its unique, like it gets its nourishment from the ground that goes through the air, so it would be considered what grows in it like Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says no. Amar Rav, Rav says maybe no. Dilma lohi, maybe it's not totally, one is not like the other. Ad kan loikam Rabbi Yehuda Hosom, maybe up until now before Rabbi Yehuda only said by a ship, that if you have something growing in a ship, it's not considered like Eretz Yisrael. Ela b'svino ha'asuy l'vroyach.